This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Maybe starting your day.
Have you figured out what you need yet? What you need to know? What you need to feel? How you want to be? How do you want to be? Jay Kirshner, how do you want to be?
All that I can be.
That's good. I like that.
The all how about you, Doug? Be. What do you want to be? How do you want to be? Who do you want to be?
I want to be me. I want to be me. I want to be, I am happy with me, most of the time, not always, but I don't think any of us are happy all the time with who we are, but if you're not happy with you at all, probably time to do something about it, right? Under the circumstances, don't spend time doing and being what you don't want to do. In some way, shape, or form, it's up to you to be where you want to be and to do what you want to do. People say, I can't afford to do that. You can afford, you can do whatever you want to do if you put your mind to it. The mind is the most powerful organ, that brain of yours. People say, well, your skin is the biggest organ. Yeah, it is. But your brain and how it makes you feel about you and what your experience is, what that stuff puts into your brain and then what comes out of it. I think that's really, you know, some people are heroes, some people aren't, some people are crooks, some people aren't. And the world is a very interesting place because of all the diversity. Which reminds me, at some point in time, I want to go off on a toot about equity and equality and all the efforts that are being made to hire people to make sure we have that, not only in government but in business. Don't let me forget that because I want to go down that street at some point in time, not necessarily right now. Here's some good news about a fellow named Owen O'Neill, who was a nurse for a hospice situation. Excuse me, a hospice place. What would you call, or just call it hospice, I guess, right?
Hospice, mm-hmm.
Now, this is another Florida story. I take this with me from, excuse me, my experience over the weekend in Florida. I spent Saturday night and Sunday morning in Palm Beach County having dinner and breakfast with a friend. This fellow, O'Neill, was moved to help his recently deceased patient's family members with a request. Unable to bear looking at empty wheelchairs, empty hospital beds, and listening to grieving loved ones, O'Neill is 55 years old. He would, instead of doing that, he'd remove the equipment that they didn't need anymore. He resisted at first, explaining that it wouldn't be appropriate to take anything from their homes. But before long, he was loading the equipment into his Jeep and delivering them to patients that were in low-income clinics where he was a volunteer. They couldn't afford them, so he was taking them and giving them to people who need them. What in the world could be wrong with that?
Yeah,
that's fabulous.
Great.
Right. The people that would be the recipients would always light up. You can count on that. Wheelchairs, all kinds of things like that. The stuff is provided. It's probably not, in most cases, badly abused, gently used rather than badly abused. So, anyway, all kinds of people in Palm Beach County on tight incomes with little or no insurance were helped by this fellow. The number of lives he's changed, imagine. This guy has supplied 18,000 children and adults. 18,000!
Mm-hmm.
With strollers and wheelchairs and walkers and hospital beds. He said there's no reason why people should struggle to get this equipment when it's accessible. And this begs the question, what happens to this stuff in other places where there isn't somebody like O'Neill? What do they do? Just throw it out? When somebody buys a wheelchair for a recipient and the person dies, that's a very good question, bringing up a very good point.
Mm-hmm.
Where does that stuff go?
Give it back somewhere where it's just resold?
Right. Well, somebody takes it and maybe resells it. Who knows?
But I think donating, yeah.
Right. This is a really important reminder, or it's a place to put your head around what happens to all these wheelchairs. Even there have been, he had some adaptive bicycles. A young lady who needed to strengthen her leg muscles, a beach wheelchair. So this is something, this guy should get an award, frankly, from Palm Beach County as being the hero of the year or something.
Mm-hmm.
And all these people, old and young, that he's helped couldn't walk, they couldn't move. They've had, you know, people need to have compassion at the end of their lives, especially, I think, no matter what else has gone on. And so this guy sets a wonderful tone, and good for him. Owen O'Neill.
And it's just a help from both sides, where you have the grieving family members who don't want to look at this equipment, so he takes it off their hands. He helps them mentally and emotionally, and it gives to give it to somebody else, helping physically along with mentally and emotionally again.
Yeah, exactly. All right, is this a good idea or not? There's a bill. Did you guys talk? You may have talked about this yesterday. California being Jennifer's home roost. There's a bill that's been introduced into the California legislature. Whenever people say, oh, California again, well, they do some kooky things. Tell me whether you think this is a good idea or not. This bill would require big tech to pay news organizations, Reuters, you know, come across whoever, you know, the New York Times, Washington Post, what news electronic gatherers, the print media, which doesn't really exist anymore. Anyway, so the idea before the state assembly would require social media platforms, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Hopefully TikTok's going to be gone. A little more on that later on in the half hour. But these social media platforms that continue to retweet, if you will, or recycle information that has come from a news organization. So now this bill would pay the news organizations a fee based on the percentage of advertising revenue generated by the use of their news.
What about these news sources who have their own pages on these platforms that are sharing themselves? Would they have to pay themselves, or do they kind of get the free pass?
And I don't see that.
People can't retweet or reshare.
It's called the California Journalism Protection Act. And it's being introduced by Assemblywoman Buffy Wicks. I don't know who she is or where she's from. Would require the news publishers to invest 70% of the profits from the journalism usage fees in journalism to get people jobs in journalism. It's been submitted to the Commerce Committee. And so let's see what happens with that. What do you think? The idea of requiring big tech to pay news organizations for whatever they use.
Turn around and charge their users?
Well,
I guess there's so many follow-up questions with this.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And so what happens under the circumstances? Speaking of follow-up questions, there's a story floating around about things that there's always some focus on the events at the White House, press room, briefing room. And so apparently there was an event at the White House in which Ted Lasso stars were going to be there to promote something. And there was a to-do about the press secretary, a lady for whom I have little respect because I think that she's a ham and egger, frankly, and isn't qualified to be there, has no real background in the news. And anyway, so correct me where I'm wrong here, because I'm piecing the story together from several different sources. There's a fellow who works for the News Africa news organization. Its chief White House correspondent is Simon Atiba. So he's yelling at Karine Jean-Pierre for not giving him a question in 7 months. And this is all in the background. There are these people who are there from the Ted Lasso show, Jason Sudeikis and Hannah Waddingham.
They were there to discuss mental health, and they're just standing awkwardly kind of on stage in the back during the show deal.
Here's some of the exchange that all the hoopla you'll hear about today. This is where it all began.
You've been discriminating against me and discriminating against some people in the Britain. And I'm saying that this is the U.S., this is not China, this is not Russia. This is not Russia.
Okay.
What you are doing, you are making a mockery of the First Amendment. It's been 7 months. You've not called on me. You've not got my messages. I'm saying that that's not right.
Untimes, welcome, guys. Welcome. Welcome to the press briefing room. Okay.
This is not right.
Sir, let it go.
Are you ready? Are we going to behave? While many folks...
Decorum, please.
Silence.
Okay.
Sorry to our
guests. Anyway, that was how the integration of Jason Sudeikis and Hannah Waddingham began. I think she's something else, man. Anyway, that's another story for another day. I think it's a great TV show. It's a wonderful, and so many people talk about it. Why not use that platform to help promote something that's helpful, right? Something that's good.
Yeah, absolutely.
But instead, it got sidetracked because this guy who's been there for a number of years is not happy. And so the take afterwards, because the press secretary is black and because this guy is black, there was this whole rhubarb about discrimination and, you know, you're trifling with the wrong issue. Is this guy right? He hasn't been called upon for seven months.
He's saying that they don't call upon anybody, whoever sits in the back row. It's always the ones in the front. But you can even hear other people in the back row near him even telling him to stop it, knock it off. You hear decorum chanted or yelled quite a few times.
Yeah. Right. Anyway, there are assumptions that are made. I can't imagine, even though she's a terrible press secretary, it's got to be a tough job, man. Listen to all those crackers yelling and screaming. What about me? I want to be heard. Yada, yada, yada. 18 after, this is Good Day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
James. Got sunshine, 23 and change after the hour on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner, James Collins at the controls in our studio in Dallas. Tick tock, tick tock, tick tock. So, in terms of social media and using things, tools that come that are a part of, like, Facebook has YouTube, Instagram belongs to Facebook, so it's all part of the same circus, and then there's Twitter. And then there's TikTok. So, there's a ban that's been proposed on TikTok, which in my mind is appropriate, Jay. Now, the Chinese owners, the company is called ByteDance. Okay, yeah, that sounds, let's translate that into Chinese. Anyway, the banning of TikTok, so the Chinese point out, will not resolve the concerns we have about our security. And so what does that mean? How do we translate that? There's a report from the cybersecurity company Farouch. Says TikTok has your data even if you've never used TikTok. This is, listen to this.
It's present on other websites.
Yeah, right. It's collecting and transferring the data whether or not the app is deleted. It is that invasive. So it can be present on a website in pretty much any sector in the form of trackers, pixels, that sort of thing. In many cases, the pixels immediately start executing and have nothing to do with the use, the business of the website. It just grabs everything. Kind of, as I think about it, in a manner of speaking, the way, you know, sometimes you wonder how, and you'd be the better one to tell the story, Jay, than would I, the collecting of data. Like, how does when we do a podcast, let's say we do the Good Day download that we do every day, and there's something in there, like our discussion of Donald Trump and whether he's going to be arrested. So somehow or other, there's some device that grabs that and puts it into a group of other stories about Donald Trump being arrested. So if you put in, if you Google Donald Trump arrest, it's possible that any number of stories about Donald Trump have been taken out, not by humans, but by some bot, right, that grabs these things and puts it into words so that you know, nobody, there's no human that's done that. It's just been, what do they call them, spiders or something? I forget what they call them.
And TikTok has these like pixels that is actually collecting usernames and passwords. So many websites we use, as well as other social media platforms, there's authentication codes that go out, and it's collecting all of this data.
This stuff should be completely banned. They should be thrown out of the country. Does that make any difference?
Well, TikTok's not the only one to use pixels like this. Google, Meta, Microsoft.
Well, that's what I'm asking about, how they grab this info that has it there readily, again, using what we, let's say Tom Kreitler, the Money Pit, he's on the current Good Day download. What he has to say at the Money Pit, does all that stuff, that gets grabbed and put up so that if you have a question about your vacuum cleaner, put in vacuum cleaner, how does it work? And Tom Kreitler comes up. He didn't put that there. No human put it there. Somebody, some machine, some bot, something grabbed it and put it over there so that you could see that it was there. Right?
Yeah, it's absurd.
Well, I'm just saying that that's how TikTok is working. And this is dangerous.
And I think what's scary is because TikTok's not the only one doing this, but it's because TikTok is not U.S. owned.
Right.
Which really across the board, none of it should be okay, regardless of who the owner is.
Yeah. Microsoft use the same trackers as you're suggesting. So what the heck do we do about it? We've gone so far over the ledge in this. I think there's no recovery from it, frankly. 28 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you dipping into savings to pay the bills? I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Many Americans did squirrel away that relief money Uncle Sam sent during the pandemic while we weren't spending on this and that as we quarantined. Still, hitting the piggy bank for day-to-day expenses is scary and fundamentally unsustainable. Notable exception? Your credit card balance. It's double-digit debt, and your bank is paying, what, 1% interest on your savings? Slay that plastic and pay cash for what you need by making smart trade-offs about what you want. Example, Yahoo Sports estimates it costs $253 for a family of four to go to a Major League Baseball game, unless they go after an early dinner at home. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Mornings were made for better things than rheumatoid arthritis or RA. Xeljanz tofacitinib is a pill for adults with moderate to severe RA when tumor necrosis factor blockers did not work well or could not be tolerated. Xeljanz can help relieve joint pain, swelling, and help stop further joint damage. Xeljanz can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Before and during treatment, your doctor should check for infections like TB and do blood tests. Serious, sometimes fatal infections, cancers including lymphoma and lung, blood clots, serious heart-related events, tears in the stomach or intestines, and allergic reactions have happened. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors have an increased risk of death. Tell your doctor if you've had hepatitis B or C, have flu-like symptoms, are prone to infections, or have ever had a heart attack, stroke, clot, or other heart problems, or swelling of lips, tongue, throat, or hives. Ask your doctor about prescription Xeljanz. Visit Xeljanz.com or call 1-844.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. An intensifying storm associated with a strong atmospheric river hit central to Southern California with heavy rains, damaging winds, and heavy mountain snowfall yesterday. Data from the National Weather Service Bay Area office indicates it's the strongest storm on record there in March. The barometric pressure was much lower than had been recorded previously in the Bay Area for this month. A federal court hearing is set for today for the man who assaulted Paul Pelosi.
David DePapp faces charges of attempted murder, attempted kidnapping of a federal officer or employee, and assault on the immediate family member of a federal official. Former Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul, suffered a fractured skull and serious injuries to his hands and arm in the attack back in October. DePapp has already entered a plea of not guilty. I'm Skip Kelly.
Today is National Goof Off Day, so have a little bit of fun. Lance Fry, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Good day.
Makes a good day great and a bad day better.
Good day, sir!
As we roll along through the day, there are lots of times during the day when you have thoughts about something you might have heard on the program. So why not express yourself by dialing 855-999-DOUG. You can reach Jay and me. You don't have a voice like an operator, though.
My voice, like an operator?
Yeah. 999, right? That's kind of the old-time operators. Anyway, dial in to this newfangled device called the telephone, which I like a whole lot better than social media. Help yourself, 855-999-3684. Now 34 at the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. I'm Doug Steffen. The situation with callers, 855-999-DOUG. Remind me to give that number, Jay, will you? to Dr. Ken. One of the things that he has is he deals with his patients there in Central Florida. I was listening to a broadcast of Good Day Health over the weekend that Ken and I do that program, and it's heard on many of the same stations that carry this program, as is the American Family Farmer and the other Good Day Health Hour with Jack Stockwell, who's coming up later in this half hour, as a matter of fact. But we were driving across Florida, the two of us. He was in one car, I was in the other, on the way to Tampa to see his daughter act in this dinner theater. and the program that we do is on WFLA in Orlando. So he calls me and says, you're listening to this? And it happened that I had found it on the radio when I was listening to it. I didn't know what time it was broadcast. But we were going back and forth about some of the points that we were making regarding our health and well-being and all that other stuff. But the fact that we have all this information that's available, I'm proud of what you do, Jay, and what the other folks do that work on all of these broadcasts, Bob Kay and James. The Good Day Health Show is an offshoot of the Good Day Show. You can find all of these things, the downloads, the podcasts, the programs themselves, at gooddayshow.com or whatever the name of the program is, AmericanFamilyFarmer.com, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So if you want to catch up with the things, and as I was listening to it, I was even impressed myself at all the things that Ken was teaching me and the listeners about what's going on, what the news of the day is when it comes to your health and well-being. And it's so important to be on top of that sort of thing, more important now than ever, because there are all kinds of medical scams. You can't pick up a newspaper, you can't listen to the radio, you can't, you know, it's impossible to not be hit with all kinds of, every commercial break, there's a drug commercial. And what's the right drugs? You know, Ken and I were talking about, I'm not on any drugs, and really never have been. I've tried a few. That doesn't sound right, does it?
another story for another day.
Yeah, no. I've tried a few medical drugs, and none of them, it turned out I didn't need them anyway. I just find, I'm saying that I'm proud of the stuff that we do, and you can follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Good Day Radio Show, on Twitter at Good Day On Air. Get the Good Day download discussions. The most recent one is what Jennifer and Jay talked about on the Monday program. Now, as far as you're coming back and forth, you're sending us messages. So there is a post on this must-see documentary on the role of the Fed, the Federal Reserve, going back to the 2008, 2009, 2010 bank crisis, which put us into a bad place. So as the bank problems become a turbulence again, this is something to CNPBS called the Age of Easy Money. And what really prompted the Silicon Bank, they did the same thing, these guys at the Silicon Bank, a bunch of boobs on the board of directors, dummies, and the people running the bank had their head where the sun doesn't shine, bad management. And I think that was the precursor to Biden introducing this bill with his people that would keep men and women who run these banks into the ground from ever getting a job in the banking business again. I'm not sure that's a bad idea, frankly. No. It's not a bad idea at all. So anyway, some of the comments as this thing is posted, here's one from Ann who says, the flow of money to Wall Street, not Main Street. Wow. Audrey says, caution, rougher roads ahead. Debt's the greatest risk and in weathering the storm. And then there's, let's see, Dana says, Wall Street has far too much influence politically, psychologically, and economically. So many negative side effects of our political dysfunction. Well, there you know. Is capitalism the best? That's the thing. My son and I have this discussion all the time. We had it on the phone the other day, you know, because some of his friends were affected in California by this bank debacle. Although, again, how many times have we heard in the last week, don't worry, you'll not lose any of your money. And then you read the story of Sharon Stone, who lost, she says, half her money. In that bank. So, I mean, what's true? What's right? What is the real story? That is the question. So, also, when it comes to connections with the listeners, 855-999-DOUG, that's 855-999-3684, being called by more and more people. I don't know that I want to put callers on the air at this point, because I'd rather have just a quick exchange. For example, here is a gentleman who called James, as if James were the host of the program, with a message that James was supposed to deliver to me about the pronunciation of the community in Ohio where all of the hoopla has taken place over the last month or so with the train derailment. So here's this gentleman talking to James.
James, I'm a former broadcaster, and I'm wondering if you'd tell Doug to pronounce that town in Ohio correctly. It's not East Palestine, Ohio. It's East Palestine, Ohio. And I get tired of hearing him mispronounce it. Usually I wouldn't call in, but he needs to know.
So now I know.
But here's the thing. James and I have discussed this, and maybe this is an example of the Mandela phenomenon, but I feel like I only recall you saying Palestine.
Right, and I'm kind of upset because this is the one and only chance I get to correct you on your grammar. And I'm thinking back, and I can't think of a time where you said Palestine instead of Palestine, you know?
It's not Palin, it's Pala.
Pala. It's, okay, well, all right. Well, that really turned around on me.
You missed your opportunity, James. Doug never
right.
will.
I'm going to go back down now. All right.
Okay.
But no, like, James and I really were talking because I'm in Ohio, and... Yeah. I do not recall you saying Palestine, only Palestine.
I don't remember it either, but that's okay. He may have heard me say it once on a flip, and so he wants to call me on it. He's welcome to do that, and we'll share his call and his thoughts. Why not? What the heck?
This is like perfect. The Berenstain Bears all over again.
Right, there it is. That's it. Let's go back to Florida. I seem to have lots of experiences. We all tell our stories based on our experiences, right? So my experience this past 3 or 4 days has been around what I was doing in Florida. The Palm Beach Post had a story about a Florida English professor whose lessons about racial justice put him at odds with his university administrators. His name was Sam Jokel. It still is, but he's not a professor anymore, at least not a professor at Palm Beach Atlantic University. He issued a statement that was in the Palm Beach Post over the weekend saying, quote, the school had made a disappointing decision to terminate me. This came after the school told Dr. Jokel that they were investigating a concern raised by a parent that he was indoctrinating his students by incorporating lessons about racial justice into his writing composition course. This guy has been at this school. It's a Christian college, by the way, if you didn't know. That's kind of like Pepperdine out in Malibu. Same kind of school, same stuff. He's been there for 22 years. He has long included teachings about racial justice in his class, and the administrators never knew it, or if they did, they never expressed concern about it. Quote, they did this for a clear reason. My decision to teach and speak about racial justice. The timing of this is not a coincidence, as we are dealing with an anti-woke crusade from Governor DeSantis and also other far-right politicians and activists. And so this school was clearly influenced by this toxic ideology. So apparently... there's been some fallout. Apparently, some of the students protested. And that brings me around to understanding, Jay, you and I were talking about this off the air, about the difference between protesting and rioting.
And rioting. Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah. Do you want to continue that conversation? I don't remember what we were talking about, whether it was with
specific
McCarthy to
was
Trump.
Saying,
yeah, right, go
yeah,
ahead.
Kevin
yeah.
McCarthy was telling people, regardless of what happens with Trump, if he is indicted, if he is arrested, do not protest. And it's almost un-American to be told not to protest. It's
right.
One thing to protest. It's another thing to riot. And not all protesters are rioters. Not all rioters are protesters. They are two distinctly different things. And what should be the focus is do not riot.
Well, yeah, protesting is the American way. And why would we think that it wasn't a good thing to do? It is. It's a great thing to do because it requires thinking about a situation. And anyway... round and round it goes, and where it stops, nobody knows. I thought it was very interesting also, one more
business, the connection with Florida and what Ron DeSantis is all about. As I said, talking to Dr. Ken DeSantis, used to be his congressman, and so there was a, you know, there, he has a focus, having met him and asked him to do stuff to help the medical community, which he was able to do. He has introduced legislation that will ban CBDCs. Now, this is something, there are some people who think that there are things in CBD. Listen, I'm looking at the clock and thinking to myself, do I really want to get into this right now?
THC is more, the one that's harder, that most people are kind of like,
right,
question. But it seems like CBD, not so much.
People just don't know. They just don't. And but the other side of what Ken said about him is he's being charged, or the suggestion, because he is so far down the road into declaring for the presidency, that a lot of the Trumpsters who live in Florida are trying to discredit him, even though they like him as the governor. So, you know, around and around, that's...
Or wait, is it CBDC, as in, like, digital currency? Is that what he's talking about? Not
I think there's that. The whole business about THC, that was one thing, and then the currency stuff is another thing.
There's no crypto, yeah.
Yeah, I'm just saying...
I stand behind that.
Yeah, I'm just saying that there's so much focus on him now from the Trump people trying to discredit him and take the spotlight off of Trump and what's going on with him, that it's becoming a circus. Do you know what I mean? It's just everything. Now, this guy is being scrutinized for everything he says, and even things, he's being accused of things that he's not really doing, which I guess comes in this modern day of media, right? News media. 48 after the hour, this is a good day.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
You've been working hard, doing the right thing, and paying your taxes, and putting your hard-earned money in the Medicare piggy bank all your life. And now it's time to break the piggy bank and get something back. Medicare. If you didn't know it, Medicare is health insurance for people over 65, and you paid for it with your tax dollars. Medicare plans now have more benefits than ever. That's good news, especially if you're like me and looking forward to paying as little as possible for good health insurance. Call and find out what Medicare plan is best for you. Save your time. It's valuable. We've already done the research for you. And in one quick phone call, you can learn how to get the best Medicare plan designed exactly for you. Hey, it's one of the most important decisions in your life. Let us help you through it. Here's our number. Call 65 Plus Medicare now. 800-778-8214. 800-778-8214. That's 800-778-8214.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877- 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never not once been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Good day, health time. Dr. Jack Stockwell is here, Nooker chiropractor, has a clinic in Salt Lake City, Utah, GAPS practitioner. He is one of my favorites, has done me great, he's done a great service to humanity by taking care of me. He and Ken for years and years and years. So I was just telling him off the air about my experience with Ken this past weekend. I go visit Ken, and he does his thing, and I go see Jack. What's the cat doing?
The cat's trying to keep her away from me. Yeah, she wants to be fed.
Well, okay, that's good. She wants to come.
Animals want to be fed. Well, amazing thing.
Isn't that amazing, huh? Anyway, so, by the way, the most recent podcast with Jack on Good Day Health is a focus on what is acceptable blood pressure, the tolerances, and what hypertension is all about. Jack explains how he diagnoses the heart with that machine that he has there in his office. So he's a good resource as well. You get a chance to go to Salt Lake. You want to go do some skiing into July, you can do that. You can visit Jack at the at the same time in his clinic. But anyway, all that stuff, all of the wisdom coming down from Jack and Ken, get it at GoodDayHealthShow.com. It's free. And you can get it either there or wherever you get your podcasts. All right, so there's that. Now, one of the things that you and I talk about, and actually Ken and I were talking about in my visit there this weekend, was how our brains are working and how do we make, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of drugs around now that are supposed to open up your mind, keep you from getting dementia, keep you from getting Alzheimer's, and the attention has been given to the brain because of Bruce Willis and others who are suffering that sad end-of-life experience. You've come up with another way of dealing with the health of your brain, and it doesn't have anything to do with drugs. All right, so what's the best medicine then?
Well, the whole idea, again, is that food is your best medicine. It always has been. Mm-hmm. And the things that I teach my patients in the clinic here is that the majority of problems that they're suffering from is either some toxicity that they've run across or malnutrition. And it's hard sometimes for Americans who are, what, 50% of us now are overweight, to think that they're being malnourished. Mm-hmm. And if their belly's full and they feel like they had a big meal, then they've been nourished, which couldn't be further from the truth. Mm-hmm. It's the micro nutrition that we're missing. And I'm going to mention five herbs: ashwagandha, cinnamon, gota kola, nutmeg, and sage. And there is peer-reviewed research on every single one of those, showing that they improve cognitive impairment after stroke, that they have neuroprotective effects in the sense of pushing away Alzheimer's, that they have the ability to improve decision-making and reaction time and the ability to handle stress, as well as other benefits for the brain and the nervous system in the sense of anti-inflammatory effects. And sage in particular halts the breakdown of chemical acetylcholine, which has a big role in the sense of memory. And as I said, all five of the ones I just mentioned have peer-reviewed research behind them.
So where do you get them? Where do you get ashwagandha?
Well, ashwagandha.
I know I get mine from, so I have ashwagandha.
No, you get it from me.
Yeah.
And go to cola, you can get from me.
Right.
But when we talk about nutmeg or sage or cinnamon, you can get those in the spice section of your grocery store, but make sure you get the organic forms.
Right.
I know in my grocery store they have the normal stuff, but they also have an organic section, which doesn't cost a whole lot more. But you know, the stuff isn't laced with glyphosate.
When you see some of the results of studies, we were talking about this on Friday, and I don't think I've talked to you about it yet. Even if you wash the berries that are not organic, or the fruit, whatever the fruit is, you're still getting in the pulp of the fruit because that stuff seeps through the skin.
Yes.
And you're going to still get it whether you wash the fruit or you don't wash the fruit.
The skin of fruit and vegetables is like the skin on your body. It's not a barrier. It's a sponge.
Right.
And whatever is sitting there long enough will get through the surface of the skin into the, as you said, pulp underneath.
Yep.
Or the tissue of the human body underneath. So you've got to be very careful about what we slather on our bodies.
Yep.
I have a special toothpaste that I like because of its content. I have a special soap. I have a special shampoo.
Yeah.
Because I know all those things are going to get through the skin into my bloodstream. So I've got to be careful.
What's the toothpaste called? Do I know about that?
Most that do not have fluoride in them or
Don't buy fluoride.
Get away from fluoride.
Absolutely. All right, Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where can I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications, in a variety of formats.